Court Enforcement Board meeting for October 11, 2012 is now in session. Would you like to please stand for the invocation?
Dear Heavenly Father, please bless us with our decisions tonight and bless each and every one at this meeting. Yes, sir, in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, and now the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call.
There she is.
Hi.
Ms. Cully?
Yes.
You here?
Here.
Mr. Sparkman?
Here.
Ms. Ruth Laird?
Here.
Ms. Wilson?
Here.
Ms. Brown?
Here.
All right, thank you. Approval of the minutes will be postponed to the next meeting, next month. Would you like to go ahead and swear in the officers for us?
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
At this time, I'd like to remind everyone to please either turn off your phones or turn them up to vibrate. The city will put on their case first, usually in that order. And Chip, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am, we are. If it pleases the board, we do have some representation here this evening. I would like to take those cases in order of their appearance. Does that work?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Evening, board members. My name is Charles Ridge. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm a duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement in all four levels of training. I've been the code enforcement manager for more than 4 years now. I have about 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases this evening. To please the board, we would go to the petition section of your documentation and presentations. We have some people here that are petitioning the board for a reduction of fine. The city is prepared to enter into a stipulated agreement on this. The case number is COM 11-3005 and COM 10-1972. You all may remember some of this situation. This is a location at 429 Northeast 7th Terrace involving respondent Margaret Crabtree. This is a repeat violator. There's currently a $500 a day fine running on this residence, and we have someone who's stepped forward to purchase this residence pending an application and contract, which is included in your presentation there. We've also included a copy of the case cost sheet. You'll see that on one of the cases, specifically 3005, it's untotaled, but it's running at $50 a day. The other one on COM 10-1974, which you don't have a copy of here, was running a fine as well. And then there were additional liens pressing against this person. So in this particular case, we have one fine amount of $201,373.72, and on another lien, $5,358.32. So what we are proposing to do, as you're aware of, from time to time, this board is able to enter into stipulated agreements with folks. We have prepared such an agreement. Don't have that agreement on your teleprompter yet, but I would say that the agreement covers the city in that it ensures that what you want done there is done, which is the elimination of the code violation fines, and it provides that this respondent will demolish this residence and clean up the lot. That's, of course, our goal here. The property was in such poor condition that in order to bring it up to current code requirements for Florida law and the city's code, it would be cost prohibitive, and therefore the decision has been made and agreed upon by the new owner that he will raise the property and clean off the residence. So I'm going to pass this out to you all so you can pass it around if you'd like. It's been reviewed by the city attorney.
we will be making a change in the agreement to include
proper spelling of the respondent's name.
I'm gonna give another one to pass in the other direction if that works well.
Thank you.
The proposed stipulated agreement provides that he'll have the work done within 120 days, securing the property and obtaining his application for the demolition permit within 30 days. In trade for that, the city will waive the fines that have accrued on the property. The city doesn't have costs involved. The costs were paid by the bank. And the bank will also pay one additional lien that is pending against the bank specifically on this for failing to register the property, I believe was the charge. So the city will be made whole. We'll be getting rid of a place that has a lot of transient activity and causing a lot of other problems over in the Tuscaloosa Park area, which has been a project target area of the city. And the city would recommend approval of the stipulated agreement and the fine reductions as ordered in the stipulated agreement. And the city's seeking a motion for approval.
Has anyone had time to look at it?
Of course, the contract is also in your paperwork there. He does have contract with the bank to take possession of this property pending the outcome of this hearing.
Chip, this is only if he purchases the property. Has the property been purchased?
No, the actions of this board will allow him to take action on the contract that he has.
Okay.
In other words, if we're able to grant the relief here, the bank will sell the property to him, and therefore the extra two.
So he has a yay with the bank already.
Yes, sir. We do have a copy of the contract inside your materials for presentation.
Okay.
And that's the final contract.
Under CLM 113005. The respondent is prepared to answer any questions you may have. I can answer any questions that you may have. We're all here.
Any concerns, questions?
Yeah, I'd like to say something to Frank.
If I may approach, I'm gonna get this back.
Frank, your intent, you're swearing. You have to swear in.
Swear in, Brendan.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, so help me God.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Francis Gamache, and my address is 1010 Southwest 29th Street, Ocala.
I want to say to you, Frank, you've done a great job on your property across from this property, and I hope you do the same with the property that you're purchasing. You're great to our community right there. I'm glad you're getting it. And, you know, I took a run at that piece of property myself. But I'm glad that somebody that's concerned about the property is gonna take it and do something with it, you know. So your intentions are tearing it down and maintaining it as a field.
Exactly.
Thanks.
And the whole sale is contingent on release of the two outstanding liens.
Yes, sir.
There are four outstanding liens on this. One of the liens is actually wrongly applied. It's for another address. One of the liens is going to be paid by the bank, which is in excess of $4,000, $4,425. And the other two liens are the real big ones, the one for $211 and the other one for $5,385. Those are the two that I'm looking to get the lease from so that I can go ahead with the purchase.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the city's to reduce it.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Yes. Second by Bruce Leard.
No, it was by Ms. Kelly.
I'm sorry, Betty. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you very much to this board.
Congratulations. If it pleases the board, we would go to, we have some additional representation, thank you, this evening. And this would be page 7 of your agenda, under old business, C-112-1434, Jack S. and Katie M. Kelly, a location of 3723 Southeast 17th Street. This is on the consent agenda this evening for a non-compliance hearing. This board issued an order that has expired, and we would be seeking permission this evening to proceed with the board's previous order. However, in light of the fact that the respondent has had some issues in gaining access to the property, they have sent representation here this evening to request, I believe, additional time. So we'll bring them forward now. This is an attorney for the bank. He'll state his name.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Charles Burke. I'm the local attorney here in Ocala. I'm appearing on behalf of Wells Fargo Bank. This particular property has been in a protracted foreclosure suit for quite a while now. Property owners, the borrowers under the Wells Fargo mortgage have been fighting this foreclosure action for quite a while, both on their own and through counsel. At this point, their counsel has filed a motion to withdraw, which has not been ruled on yet, it's our understanding. But because of the condition of this property, Wells Fargo did seek an emergency hearing in order to get permission to enter into this property and secure it. The landowners had posted no trespassing signs and, quote, stand your ground signs. And the property preservation team from the bank that went to the property was afraid to enter the property on the basis of the fact that those signs were in there. They tried to do that several months ago and were scared off. So, and the hearing was conducted yesterday. Happy to report that the judge has granted the motion. We're only at this point waiting for the signed order by the judge and to proceed to enter this property and correct all of these problems that are there. They believe they can do it within 30 days. They would like to ask for a little bit longer just in case so that they wouldn't have to come back in the event that they have some unforeseen difficulties in completing the repair. So we'd request that we be given 45 to 60 days, but it's their belief and the property preservation team that they can complete it most likely within a 30-day period. And they're here to request that consideration from the board tonight.
Please, the board, the city would agree to 30 days. We have an unkept pool there with mosquito problems, things of that nature. We've been working quite some time to try to get this property brought into compliance. The city understands the nature of the issues here, and would agree 30 days. We'd like for them to step up and take care of it. That's where we are.
I believe that they can do it in 30 days. They don't need more time than 30 days.
I agree with
30. I do.
Okay. I mean, is it already stipulated the 30 days, so we're not going to grant them the additional?
No, the board would be required to someone make a motion.
Okay. I'll make a motion and then we accept
compliance.
The 30 days.
And can I get a second?
I'll second. Albertine Brown.
Second by Albertine Brown. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's for 30 days?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I apologize, I can't quite hear y'all.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
Hearing aids are out for repair. And, so I have a little difficulty. Thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. We have additional representation here this evening. At the bottom of page 5 of your agenda, again, under the petitions. This will be COM 100751. If I could backtrack just for a moment.
I would like to point out for the record that Officer Kennedy, Dwayne Thomas, Charles Rich, Dan Baker accepted the oath this evening. I forgot to point that out for the record previously. Under this case, it's the City of Ocala versus Bank of America, care of BAC Home Loan Servicing LP. The location is 4515 Southeast 11th Place. We have included a copy of the case photos. Here again, we had a green pool and basically an unkept property. The city is due to the fact that we do typically receive quite a bit of cooperation from BAC versus Wells Fargo. The city is willing to relieve quite a bit of this. The petition is also in there for your reading. Quite a bit of the fine that has accrued on this property, so if they can get this thing sold and get new owners. They apparently have a new contract for purchase on the petition, and this is what's standing in the way at this time. So in light of the fact that this was also a repeat violator offense, the city would like the utilities to be brought to poll, which was $1,934.28, and then a simple $1,000 fine versus the $32,285. You would say, you can see that the city was made whole on the administrative costs. We would like to just be made whole on the $735 for the cost of the city to do the work there and $1,000 in fine. Now, they're here prepared to present testimony, so that's where we stand. Okay. See where we go from there.
Good afternoon, Douglas Kirkland. I'm the realtor representing the buyer.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas Kirkland, 3501 Northeast 10th Street, Ocala, Florida, 34470. In light of what the city said, we would be happy with their recommendation of dropping the utility, $1,000 fine, and $735 cost. We do have a buyer. This is the only thing we're waiting on, and the deal should be consummated within 30 days or less if this is settled in that regard.
So 30 days with the reverter, if that meets with the board's approval, that would be what the city would recommend.
Has the property been cleaned up?
Yes, sir. The city took action to take care of it.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion on that since it's a
motion? 30 days, then pay the utilities.
Pay the utilities, pay the $1,000 fine, the $735 of cost to the city. They've already paid the administrative.
Within 30 days, otherwise it reverts to the original fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if you pay the utility bill, $1,000 fine, and $735 in cost.
I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Okay. We have additional representation this evening on CON 120079. This is also a petition.
Excuse me just for a moment. You want to be heard on all five of these as well? Yeah, okay. So you don't have any objective customer in the current place?
Yeah, correct.
And you're the realtor? Yes. And you have a contract for sale?
Yes. No, that was going to be helpful.
Okay.
This will encumber five cases on your agenda. On page five in the middle, CON 120079, and then on page six, CON 10 1082, CON 12 1299, CON 11 $16.59 and COM 11-29-38. I was gonna look at these all together, but if we just go through them one at a time, if that will meet with the board's approval.
I think that would
be best. Same petition is listed for each of them.
Okay.
So if we can read that once, then we could look over the individual case photos and the cost sheets involved if you'd like. I think most of you are fairly familiar with this house over on Northeast 2nd Street and 11th Avenue. It's been vacant for quite some time and causing us some problems for quite some time.
Chip, has anything been done to this house? The boat removed, all that stuff?
Well, the city did have quite a bit of work that we have done here. So the city would certainly want all of the costs met, and that I think that in order to expedite the purchase and sale of this potential property here, get it back rolling again, the city's probably going to agree to $2,000 in fine. Just the fact that we had to do 5 cases and we were continually in contact with BAC, who was the responsible party here under our preservation ordinance for properties in default. So it has been secured, as I did ask the officer. It was secured by us. They've gone in now and taken the boards off the windows, but it's closed up and it's been kept up by someone. But now we have a roof. Okay, great. So I guess that would be part of our stipulation in agreeing to this fine reduction, is that the property be maintained in secure and clean condition. If the board is willing to entertain that, I will let him speak for himself. But the city would certainly want all of our costs covered.
How much of this has been cleaned up?
The city cleaned it all up.
We got the boat out of there.
I think we just turned it over, didn't we? We got rid of the boat.
Uh-huh.
So Chip,
we had secured the residence. So, and cut and cleaned up. So
okay.
we have expended some money, and I'll give you some examples. On COM 12-0079, we have $24,000 in fine because it was $48 at repeat violator cost,
right.
$500 a day. But we also have $595 in costs to the city,
uh-huh.
And $137 in administrative costs. If we move on to the next page of the agenda on page 6, and you go to COM 10-1082, in this case, I don't have a copy of the, this was the one where we were requiring them to cut and clean it up. We don't have a copy of the case cost sheet in that one. COM 12-1299.
That one is administrative fee of $125 and cleanup of $284.97.
Okay. On 1082?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, 1299.
1299. Could you repeat that, please?
On 1299, it is $125 administrative cost. Cost for cleanup is $284.97. And then for the...
And I can look up the other one as well.
1082, it's $125 administrative fee. Cleanup is $125.25.
That's the one where we evidently just cut the grass there. And then COM 11-1659
is $130.89 for cost of cleanup.
I've got that one in here, and it's on their display.
Mm-hmm.
And we apparently, I got $130.89. They've apparently paid the administrative costs.
Now, are you suggesting just the total administrative fees and costs, which turns out to be about $1,879.57 is what I have written here.
and $2,000 fine.
Plus a $2,000 fine.
That's what I'm proposing. This time I've called respondent up.
Yes.
Or representative, I apologize.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
You state your name and address for the record.
Danny Robertson, 1035 Southeast 11th Avenue, 34471. Just so I understand, is you're talking about the fees plus $2,000, so it would be $3,800 and change. Is that correct?
Yeah, $3,879.57.
Right. Okay, correct. More or less, the client that we have would like to pay the exact amount of the fees, because it does include the fees, the cost of cleanup plus the administrative fees. They're going to do an overhaul of the property. They're going to try and maintain the outside historic look. But I'm not sure if you guys know, but they've done, you guys removed the boat and things of that nature. There were overgrown trees on the outside, long grass when they first bought it. It was purchased at tax detail last month. So they did get that stuff cleaned up. Also on the inside, they obtained a demo permit through Michael Owen, a licensed contractor, and they've cleaned out the complete inside. He will be doing that. There is one broken window in the front, which I think you observed. There's actually two. There's another one in the back, but the board still remains on the back part of it. 30-day compliance on that would be a little tough, because we're probably going to do a major overhaul inside of the home. But the client has basically authorized me to give the cleanup costs plus the administrative fees back. Nothing else on top of it with fines. They will be taking it. It's not going to be sold to a third party. They're going to keep it for long-term investment purposes. It's been a great part of the town. They do want to clean it up. Between husband and wife and different companies that they run, they do have a lot of properties in Ocala, which I've been here more than once, regrettably to say.
Did you say there was a building permit pulled?
There was a demolition permit.
Just a demo?
Yeah, for the inside. What they did, there's two parts of that. There was an exterior apartment that was separated off. That's a portion of the flat roof. I'm not sure if you can see it from the pictures. Flat roof had a limb go through it a while back. Looks like years ago. The reason why they had the demo, that it was all mold and mildew. I mean, everything, drywall, you couldn't salvage a thing. That's exposed all the way down to the studs, piping in the floor joists. Furthermore, with the actual code liens, I understand that there's $24,000 in change in fines and penalties. The property was held in an estate, which somebody previously passed away. I know that the fines were meant to take action. There was nobody around to take action on the property. There was not an individual around that was responsible for it. It's kind of the only explanation. I mean, if there was somebody around, a personal representative for the estate or something that was noticed, I'm sure it'd be different.
I think that's where I would tend to disagree with the representative here. The Bank of America foreclosed on the property. Under the conditions of our foreclosure ordinance, they would have to maintain the security, cleanliness, cutting, cleaning, and upkeep of the property itself. That's where we didn't gain the compliance. That's what, I can appreciate what they want to do. I understand that. But I think the city has spent an incredible amount of time here. And, unfortunately, our position is that probably some fine is appropriate.
Do I have a motion from anyone?
Go ahead, sir.
I'm not sure how you guys would feel about this. There's another option, which I'm not sure if the city would be acceptable to. You guys have a lien on, or technically code enforcement is super lien. It's going to survive foreclosure and whatnot until there's a couple of court cases out right now in Supreme Court that could change that. But with that fact, it was tax detail. The base bid of the tax detail through the clerk of the courts was $6,000 and change. Property bid price was $12,100. There's $6,000 in overages in there. If you guys would waive the client and not hold them responsible, the new property owner, not hold them responsible for the liens, your city attorney could petition with the court for the overages in the amount of $6,000. Does that make sense?
We're looking at our attorney.
Well.
Under the statute I keep writing you about, we don't have to petition, it's automatically there. We're named in the foreclosure suit. Were we named in the foreclosure suit?
It was tax deed.
Oh, it was a tax deed?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I think that would be a little bit different.
Well, I thought you said Bank of America was, how was Bank of America involved then?
Bank of America foreclosed the property or is working on the foreclosure. We were.
It won't matter now.
Yeah, and apparently it's been sold for tax deed, so I don't know where that's going to
Okay, stay. I just don't.
The courts are concerned.
I don't know.
Additional expenses. By
I don't know that we can
attorney.
Petition for. I mean, I know we can petition for the overage. I don't know if there's other claimants and how it would.
With all due respect, the property was in an estate.
Well,
there's going to be no other claimants. I mean,
well, I don't know that. I mean, I'd have to look at it. If we're interested in doing that, I would make a contingent upon making sure that we got our money out of the petition. Make a contingent upon us actually being able to accomplish that task.
So that would be the 24,000?
Well, I think you're telling me how much is the average, around 6,000?
Yeah, the starting bid was right around 6,000. I'm sorry. I didn't bring the information with me. End bid price was 12,000.
How much were you recommending we?
We had 3,870. We had 3,800.
Yeah. That you were requesting?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he said from when he first got up there that his client was willing to pay that anyway.
No, they were willing to pay the
1879.
Okay. 57. But you're thinking we might be able to get six.
That's what he's saying. I don't know. We would have additional attorney's fees if we had to use you to petition the court for any overages. So.
Say a creative alternative to.
Well, I know there's attorney's fees associated with doing that process. So I don't, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the net to the city would be. You know, having to guesstimate, so. I mean, it's such a, you know, $6,000 is one of you better take the bird in the hand, would be my advice. And
okay.
The legal.
I make a motion that we take the city's recommendation.
And which includes the fine of $2,000 and the.
The 3,876.
Okay. 79.
79, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. I'll second.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, unfortunately, we've decided that.
Why can't we just, we can sign our liens to them and on the condition that they go petition and get the overage. And y'all go do the work.
Can we, is it possible to push that back to a different meeting? Because I'd have to consult clients too.
You'd have to withdraw your petition.
Well, we've already made a motion and voted on it, so.
Why don't you tell them they got, you know, they know now they owe $3,800. I guess they could file an amended petition and withdraw that and go after the $6,000, and we'll do a conditional assignment to you and tax some interest on it if it's worth doing. That way, it's y'all's time and effort, your client's time and effort, mm-hmm. attorney's fees, so.
I understand. All right. I mean, I just don't know. I don't think they'll agree to anything over what is already there. I mean, the administrative fines. The fine is, again, for somebody to act on it. And the actual cost, I mean, the city has charged whatever the cleanup fee is plus $125 fee for their time already on top of that.
Well, the per diem of time used in certified mail, that they don't just come up with that number. That's
I understand, but $500 a day is fairly excessive.
And that's why we've reduced it.
What I'm saying to you is the board wants $3,800. You're saying there's $6,000 in overage. We're saying you've got a suggestion that's outside the box thinking. I'm saying I like it. I'm just saying, how about you go do it and we'll work with you on that, or your client on that. That way they pay the attorney's fees of getting their money. So
we would have a harder time doing that, I believe, than the actual city. Even if we did get assigned the judgments, our name isn't the city of Ocala. We would, I think, have a harder time doing that as a non-municipality.
I don't know about that. You have the judgment. If you have the lien, you have the lien. It's not any different than, I don't
don't think us doing it, petitioning to get the overage. So, I mean, we'd certainly assist you in terms of cooperating if we thought we could do that. But I think it's a good idea, but I think y'all's clients need to, my recommendation to them is make your clients spend the attorney's fees to get it done. And if they can be made whole that way, great.
Understood.
So, Mr. Robertson, you understand that we've assessed a fine of total?
I understand. I don't know if they will, but I understand. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ready.
With this board, we're moving the agenda to page 2.
By the way, if they do come back and say they want to go petition it, do we have the board's permission to allow them to do the sign the liens or do whatever we need to do?
I kind of think we should just take what we...
$3,800.
$3,800 and let's set that.
We'll get $3,800 either way. Still have to pay us. He's just saying, you go pursue it even more.
I don't think the deal's going to, over $3,800. I think he's going to pay the deal and we get our money and we're done with this. Okay? I think if he wants to pursue that on his own, he needs to do that.
He's talking to them people out there. He's talking to them people outside.
Well, you know, I think we've heard adequately explained this.
I think we need to move on.
Yep, I agree.
If we, page 2 of the agenda, CM 12-1623, a case of the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Marion County Emergency Animal Hospital, a location of 2182 Northeast 2nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 28335-009-01. Legal service and legal posting are as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We also have included a copy of the SunBiz report. And the summary finds that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful and the violation remains. I do have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. We've also included at the end of your presentation a copy of the photographs, the condition currently out of the property, and Officer Kennedy is prepared to offer any additional information the board may have any questions.
Any questions on Lorraine?
Yeah, Ms. Kennedy. This is the animal hospital?
I believe it was at some point.
Is it operating at the hospital now?
It's vacant.
It's vacant.
And I had no.
They've gone out of business.
They've gone out of business. And nobody has cleaned up the property now.
And they haven't contacted me either.
Okay. Thank you.
Do I have a motion?
Sure do. Motion accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second, Ruslan.
I'll second.
Ruslan.
Oh, she did.
She's faster.
I'm looking at her because she never gets a shot either.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the motion passed.
That'll bring us to the next case on your agenda at the bottom of page 2, CON 12-1882. The City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Diana Hilgado, JPMC Specialty Mortgage LLC. A location of 1776 Northeast 17th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495 and section 34141 through 145. The parcel ID is 26482-004-25. Legal service and legal posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We also have a copy of the assignment of mortgage and a list pendants. And we also would require a property registration. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code as stated. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the response remedy all violations have not been successful and the violation remains. Staff has a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and at the end of your presentation we've included photographs of the condition of the property. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
It looks like Chase. Is Chase involved still, or is that an old?
I think it's been assigned over to JPMC. I don't know all of that information.
Okay.
We did have a copy of the assignment in there because I think originally it was WAM, and they were bought up and sold out, and
make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay, we got a motion by Ruslard and second by Sparkman. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
That'll bring us to page 3 on your agenda. COM 12-1919, the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Lester Still and U.S. Bank N.A., a location of 1420 Northeast 22nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 34-141 through 145. The parcel ID is 24428-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation, and we would require a property registration on this property as well. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. Fourth, Officer Kennedy enabled the overgrown violation to be cleared up. However, the bank has not complied with the registration requirements. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the response remedy all the violations have not been successful, and the one violation of property registration remains. Staff has included a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and we've also included photographs of the condition of the property. As it stands out there, Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have in this situation. We'll point out for the record that for the last 3 cases, we have not had representation of a respondent.
Lorraine, is there a pool in the back? I see either a greenhouse or something in the back on one of the photos.
No, there's no pool.
Okay. Anyone like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the staff recommendation.
I'll second.
We got a motion by Sparkman and a second by Bruce Leard.
They clean up.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
That'll bring us to COM 12-1270. That's in the middle of page 3 of your agenda. The City of Ocala versus Percival and Pillar Simpson. A location in the City of Ocala at 1818 Northeast 7th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. It's a case involving Officer Dan Baker. A violation of Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82-182, dangerous building, declared a nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2590-006-007. Legal service has been legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on your documents on page 2. Officer Baker requested a structural evaluation of this property, and it scored 45 by dilapidated by Officer David Inspector David Thompson of the City of Ocala Building Department. As additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the certificate of title, and we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker located this property upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Baker requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection which resulted in a score of 45 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida building code regulations. All attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy all the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. We'll point out for the record that we do not have representation by the respondents here this evening, and staff has made a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. We've included photographs at the end of your presentation, and Officer Baker is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions of Officer Baker?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Staff recommendation.
We have a motion by Ruslier.
Got a second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion has been accepted.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 3 of your agenda. COM 12-1686, a case involving Officer Matthew Leibfried, the City of Ocala. versus Mark Morin, a location of 1949 Northwest 5th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. I would point out to the board that this this case is a repeat violator, and we would be proceeding in that as such. The parcel ID is 22642-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've also included as part of our additional correspondence the first findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. As indicated, we've also indicated that there is a copy of a tax deed. The summary of findings that Officer Matthew Leibfried responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the respondent was brought before the municipal code enforcement special magistrate in 2011 and found guilty for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Leibfried to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. As part of your presentation, we have included a copy of the photographs of the condition of the property out there, and I viewed this so I can tell you what's going on here if you need. We just want to get it cut, cleaned up. You can see that it is within 300 feet of the structure adjacent to it at the bottom of page 2 of your photographs.
I make a motion we accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion has been passed.
What point out we don't, did not have representation by that respondent either. That would bring us to CON 12-1597, which is at the top of page 4 of your agenda. The City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus a name you all may be familiar with, Yuri Lucavino, in HSBC Bank N.A. The location is 1644 Northwest 18th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Dwayne, I'm assuming this is within the project area of Phoenix. Okay. I would point out for the board that this is obviously a repeat violator. We've been here many times, and we have continually had problems with this respondent. We would be proceeding as a repeat violator in this case. Violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 21939-004-18. We have legal service as indicated in the page 2 of your presentation. And for additional correspondence, we've provided a copy of the findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, and a copy of the SunBiz report. I point out for the board that the city brought this property into compliance previously. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that the respondents were brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Magistrate in 2010 and found guilty for a violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I have included copies of the photographs of the current condition of the property, and Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions you may have. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, and I would point out for the record that the respondent has not arrived this evening to testify.
Chip, I note that you cite the bank here. Have they been noticed, the bank itself? Or?
Yes, the bank is noticed as well, and I would point out to this board that this particular bank has provided very little cooperation to the city.
So has it been registered?
Make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
Second by Sparkman. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion has been accepted.
That'll bring us to the middle of page 4 in your agenda. CON 12-1766. The City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Nigel and Allison London, a location in the city of 2914 Southwest 15th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 2344-003-002. Legal service and posting has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. But as additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the final judgment and order in this case. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I have included photographs of the condition of the property at the location. Officer Thomas is prepared to testify. Would point out for the record that the respondents are not present to testify this evening, and we're prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Somebody's living there, Chip?
I'm sorry?
Is there somebody living in that house?
I would have to refer to Officer
I'm sorry.
No, there's no one living in the home.
It's College Park, isn't it?
No, it's actually across from Stone Lake Apartments on the 27th Avenue.
Okay.
Looked like the door was open on this end.
Make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Fairly nice residential
area. I'll second it.
We got a second. All in favor, say
aye.
Aye.
Motion has been accepted.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the agenda. CO12-1772, a case of the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Triho Inc., a location of 1715 Southwest 14th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, and the city would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The parcel ID is 22716-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your documentation. As additional correspondence, we have included a copy of the previous findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. We've also included a copy of the SunBez report for Triho Inc. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and found it in violation of the city's code as stated. Additional investigation revealed the respondent was brought before the code enforcement special magistrate in 2011 and found guilty for violation of code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would point out for the record that there is no respondent prepared to testify in this case this evening, and that staff has a recommendation in the bottom of page 2 of their staff presentation, and Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion. I have a second by Ms. Cully. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
That brings us to the petition to request reduction of penalty. I would cheerfully report to the board that we've handled all of those earlier this evening. Proceeding further, we come to old business. I would respectfully request that we accept the items listed on the consent agenda for non-compliance. I will attest that all of the cases listed there, except for CO12-1434, which was a case previously heard by this board this evening, have affidavits of non-compliance in their folders, and the city would respectfully request a motion of this board to proceed with the previous orders as issued in the cases.
Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
We have a motion by Ms. Albertine Brown. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes.
The city would respectfully request a motion from someone to accept all of the evidence, testimony, and presentations into the record.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
And we would like to also welcome Ms. Danielle Bruce Laird back to the board. She had triplets, and they were all girls.
And they're all home.
And they're all home.
With granddad.
One of them.
Really?
Not my dad.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Any more business for the